Have you ever considered the fact that the Lord may want to use your life to help another person grow spiritually? Possibly your reaction to that is, well, even if God did want me to do something like that, I wouldn't know how to go about it. If that's the case, stick around. The next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, how to help another person grow spiritually. Our vegetable garden is a thing of beauty. My wife has this green thumb, and the lettuce and the radishes and corn and tomatoes and cabbage respond to her tender, loving care. What she does is sort of create the right atmosphere, and growth takes place. Naturally, there's a lot of similarity to the spiritual world. And as I've thought about that, I've tried to think through on what things produce the best atmosphere to help a new Christian grow. Well, there's a combination of things in the physical, and so in the spiritual. Love is certainly an important ingredient. Help them to know that God loves them and has accepted them, that He loves them at all times. His love is not conditional. They don't have to earn it. And let them know that you love them. Young Christians often have rough edges and are often not over a lot of their non-Christian ways. But genuine love and acceptance will prompt spiritual growth in their lives. Another ingredient is faith. Let them see genuine faith in operation. My wife and I had some new Christians around us a few years ago, and they got wind of the fact that our financial situation was rather shaky. They came to us and asked us about it. I assured them that we were not worried, that we knew that God would provide. Naturally, He did. I am sure that had we been in despair and wringing our hands and worried over the situation, they would have been affected. Later, they told us that our example through it had been a real example and encouragement to them. It bolstered their faith. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Another ingredient is obedience. Jesus said, He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. When a young Christian sees the idea of instant and complete and joyful obedience to the Lord lived out before him, it has a powerful effect on his life. There's an old poem that says, I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather someone walk with me than merely point the way. So the example that we set is all important to spiritual growth. The other thing we must do is help them get into a living, vital fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ through the Word and prayer. Help them get established in a quiet time. Show them the example of the Lord Jesus. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. One of the best things you can do is have a quiet time with them. These things are more readily caught than taught. He will learn to do by doing. Show him the importance of Bible study and Bible reading and scripture memory, and teach them to pray, as John also taught the men that looked to him for help. Get them into fellowship with other Christians who are involved in these things. In order to get others started in these things, you must be doing them yourself. God does not use a lie to teach the truth. If you tell a person, here's something that is good for you, but personally I never touch it, it will have little effect on his life. May God bless you as you set an example for others to follow.